We're talking now with Michael Kelsey from the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Michael, let's talk a little bit about the 2013 edition of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Range Roundup. This thing's got a tremendous amount of tradition.
It really does. This is our 29th annual Range Roundup. 12 teams from across the state to gathering together to showcase the talents that they have in stewarding, taking care of cattle, managing cattle. You know, it's not a traditional rodeo. If folks are used to going to that traditional rodeo, then this is going to be a little bit of a change for them, because these types of events, if you will, are more closer to the working ranch events, if you will. So it's exciting. We're really gearing up, and we're hoping for a great, great event.
Now, you mentioned, obviously, that you got the teams from across the state, and these are actually representing ranches that have got a lot of heritage in the state as well.
Absolutely. These are all Oklahoma Cattlemen's members and ranching heritage. We've got, spectators who come will receive some information about each of the ranches, and you'll see some of the tremendous heritage and tradition in these family operations, fifth, sixth generation operations in some cases, which is just fantastic. And very typical of the cattle industry in Oklahoma, which is very family-oriented. A lot of these folks that are going to be competing are of course, owners and operators in the ranches, as well as just some good, hard-working ranch hands is what we call them. But employees would be the official name, but folks that are viewed as partners, really, in the everyday ranch life. So it's going to be a great event. We're really excited.
Of course, when you go back four, five, six generations, you're going back to statehood.
Absolutely, and even previous. Some of these families settled in this country before statehood. Depending upon what area of the state they may have been, if it's Panhandle or wherever the case may be, you get even into the late 1800s in a few cases. So lots of history and tradition, lots of legacy, and the good kind of pride, if you will, that a lot of our families in this country have.
One thing about the range roundup is this is the ranch type rodeo, as you mentioned, and there's really a circuit of these things as well. I mean, there's a lot of folks that compete on these on, you know, two or three times a year.
Absolutely, on a regional and national basis. The winner of our range roundup actually is qualified for an event in Amarillo, and we'll send that ranch team on to Amarillo, and they traditionally have done very well. I think we've had a few winners in that contest in the past, and so you're absolutely correct. It's something that these families are very proud of, the way they work the cattle, the tradition that they hold on to using horses, horse breaking in terms of the wild horse ride, which is always probably one of the most popular events. Honestly, mine is my most favorite event is the wild cow milking. I just love that one. But just a great family-oriented type event, because these are working ranches, as we mentioned, families that work together and showcase their talents.
Now, one of the things that OCA has always taken a lot of pride in is the fact that you're doing this and you're giving back to the community.
That is very important for us. The Children's Miracle Network is a beneficiary of this event, and we're very proud to partner with them to give quite a bit of the proceeds to that and funnel those on to them. It's just a way for us to be a part of the community and actively participate, which we think is something that's very important for us to do. I think that's another part of that legacy. If you look at a lot of these ranching families and the ranching culture in Oklahoma, it's not something that's closed. It's very open. These folks participate in their local communities, schools, churches, local citizens, groups, those types of things. So this is something that's really very natural for us, and our leadership has decided we need to continue doing that, and I'm very glad that they have.
Now, this is coming up, we're just about a week away, 23rd, 24th of August, right?
23rd, 24th of August here in Oklahoma City at the fairgrounds. The ticket sales are open. I understand tickets are going pretty good, though, so we might encourage folks to go ahead and get your tickets bought. Two-night event on Friday and Saturday night, and, of course, Saturday night we'll crown the champion and have a celebration there. But should be a great event. We sure encourage folks to come out.